Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me for this live Sunday edition, the 30th day of September 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones, and we also have a victim of a corrupt Stasi slash Nazi type system joining us coming up in the second hour on this Sunday edition. Here are the stacks of news I have in front of me. I have a police state stack I want to go through from Burma to, of course, what's happening in Canada and in the United States. So we'll go from Asia to North America, looking at the New World Order's operations at enslaving and dehumanizing the population of the planet under corporate rule, which, again, is not free market. I want to make that key point. They are for big government. They are for fascist and socialist and communist states, because then they only have one dictatorship to work with, not the people. So that's coming up. Also, attack on Iran said to be imminent. This out of the neocon-controlled New York Sun. We also have the father, the living father of the neocons, Bill Kristol's dad's dead now, the top Trotskyite communist Fourth International head when they decided to take over the Republican Party in the 60s and successfully have done so. By the way, that's not me saying that. They write books about it. We're actually run by former commissariats now. If you don't know what commissariat is, folks, you better find out real fast, okay? And, again, neocon godfather Norman Podhoretz tells Bush, bomb Iran now. Top U.S. aide in front of six MPs, Sunday Telegraph here. And a Britain top Bush aide tells members of Parliament, I hate all Iranians. Congressman, State Department official threatens U.S. congressional investigators. A bunch of investigators have been fragged and capped over there over allegations of Blackwater selling weapons to Al-Qaeda, and involved in all forms of corruption that you can basically imagine. That's what the reports are coming out of Baghdad. I think they're innocent, and mercenaries are good people. And at the same time, we'll get into Alabama is setting up its nuclear fallout shelter, saying get ready for Al-Qaeda to strike. It's just get ready. We're all in just absolutely horrible straits right now. We don't give up all of our liberties and all of our freedoms and submit to an end to our borders and submit to the death of the dollar and submit to having no Bill of Rights or Constitution. Basically, men in turbans are going to come into our bedrooms at night and literally eat our intestines, just chain us down and suck our guts out, cut our children's heads off, and run around spilling their blood all over the walls. If you don't submit totally and get rid of all freedom and bomb and attack everyone and destroy America, of course, with the New World Order, then the Arabs will come suck your blood. So basically that is coming up as well today. And then there's a whole other group of news I have here where everybody from the Pope to Schwarzenegger to the NFL is saying man-made global warming's real. We've got to have a world tax and world regulation. They're openly talking about if you have a 3,000-square-foot home, they're going to tax the daylights out of you. Hundreds of new taxes are being proposed. States are actually passing them. And they have all these little psychological rituals or drills, like this one out of the L.A. Times, L.A. County calling for lights out hour. Again, first they train you to do it voluntarily, and then you must do it. And again, it's not about saving energy. It's about training you to pay a lot higher prices through artificial scarcity. And we'll talk about Hillary's socialized healthcare plan. You'll have to go to the doctor each year. You'll be under their control. And this is what the eugenicists said they always needed in their endgame plan, was to force you into their systems. By the way, I heard a national talk show host earlier today. I'm not going to say any names. when I was getting ready for the show, saying that there is no mercury in vaccines. I think I'm going to issue a challenge, a $10,000 bet with that talk show host. In fact, I think I'm going to write an article this week to bet me that there is thimerosal in most vaccines and that it has been quadrupled. Now, it's actually the average vaccines have the mercury increased five times. But I've debated these types before, these establishment types who'll just tell you mercury's good for your brain, at the same time tell you that mercury isn't the vaccines. And when you actually throw the gauntlet down, they back off every time. And I'm not joking around. I mean, I actually read hundreds of news articles a day. They never took the mercury out of the vaccines. They told the public 5 years ago they did. And then just a month ago, Bush vetoed a bill out of Congress that would have banned the mercury in the vaccines. But you get upset about it, so they just tell you the mercury's out. AP actually reported, though, that instead of them taking it out, they made it upgraded it by five times on average for some reason. It just blows my mind sometimes, the type of things that I hear. By the way, just don't believe me. Next time you're at the doctor, who's a good person, they just do whatever they're told. They don't ask questions. They do whatever the AMA run by the drug company says. And just say, okay, you're about to give my child the triple jab, MMR shot, and others. Let me just see the ampule. Let me just see the container. Let me just read the ingredients list that comes with the drug. A little cardboard box that the glass or plastic container comes in. There will be a chart with the molecule structures of what's in it, of exactly what the ingredients are. And you will read thimerosal, and you will understand the truth when you hear liars on air saying, and maybe they're just ignorant. Maybe they read news 5 years ago saying it was out. I've talked to so many parents who will be at the doctor, and the nurse will say, there's no mercury in here. And they'll say, well, let me see the bottle. And they go, oh, it says thimerosal. Whatever. It's the law. There is no law. You have to take these shots. But under Hillary's system, don't believe me. I mean, if you want to find out what a fraud all this is, even if you're for vaccinations and you trust big government, the New World Order, or you say it doesn't exist and government's only good and everything's fine and the dollar's worth, you know, more than the pound right now and everything's hunky-dory, fine. Just call the local health department and say, is there a law my child has to take vaccines? And they'll say no. But you have to get a waiver for them to attend public school, and that's a policy, not a law. That's not even demanded. But again, they train you to do something that, quote, is voluntary, and then they try to buy custom, make it the law, because they've got goons who've got IQs below room temperature who'll do whatever they're told. Now, that said, this happened a month and a half ago when they had the North American Union meeting. And this time, Bush didn't make the North American Union third-year summit secret. They actually released it, and it said America is under the United Nations during attacks and during emergencies. And that was even picked up by mainstream newspapers. First, he took continuity of government away from Congress, which he couldn't do, but he did it. Just like Hitler couldn't announce himself above the presidency and the chancellery, but he did it. Or Caesar couldn't say he was above the Senate, but he did it. Or Fidel Castro couldn't announce himself dictator, but he did it. Or Mao Zedong couldn't announce himself dictator, but he did it. The president of Iraq, who's a big neocon, says leave Blackwater, and they say no. You know, because it's really, they're not running the country over there. So it's the same thing here. Up in Canada, the heads of major unions and others and noticed that it was police dressed up like anarchists, hitting cops, other cops with rocks, and staging events as a pretext to attack the peaceful protesters. First, they said, you know, no permits issued. See, in Burma, if you come out and protest, they just machine gun you. They don't talk about free speech zones. But to phase slavery in here, they call it a free speech zone. And then they send cops out to pose as you. Then they charge you with assaulting officers, and you spend 20 years in prison. We have video of this. Play the audio. I want to go through cops running murder for hire ops in Chicago. This is AP. I want to just talk about the real world for all the childlike adults out there who still think they're in Kansas. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv are just three of the websites. Stay with us.
Hi. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the war drums to attack Iran come hell or high water are intensifying. I've got a huge stack of police state news. This is only the very skimming of the surface. I literally have piles of it every day. I've got the feudalism they want to set up to micromanage and control our everyday life using phony environmentalism and socialized health care. Got that here in the stack. And I know we got loaded phone lines. Chad in New Jersey, Danny in Tennessee, Tom in Kentucky, Dan in College Station here in Texas, Mario in New York, Josh in San Diego, and many, many others. We're going to get to you here in the next segment after the news. But let me go ahead and get into the police state, or I'll never be able to cover it. Images of Burma. It's got a new name since the dictators took over a year ago. I'm not going to go by their new name. It's Burma. It's been that for thousands of years. Very peaceful Buddhist monks are being attacked, being shut down, being having their lands taken, their farms that they've owned for thousands of years. They're just literally raping the population. And I've got a stack of news here today where U.S. companies, international companies, Chinese companies, Japanese companies are moving in and backing the junta, the junta, the coup that is, again, stealing the ancestral lands of different populations of people so they can drill oil wells on it. Now, they could pay for it. They could even do, the domain and grab it, but still have to give just compensation. They're not. And so the foreign reports are, and they've cut off all the TV and radio and Internet, everything coming out of there shut down. But before it stopped coming out last Wednesday, it was already up to more than 15 dead monks and hundreds of truckloads of them being grabbed and taken to torture camps, mass roundups, and the general population being attacked. And the dictatorship says no protest allowed. Now, they, of course, let pro-government groups demonstrate. And I wanted to point out that that's now happening here in the U.S. In the last 7 years, Clinton even started this before Bush got in. I remember Free Republic folks getting arrested for demonstrating without permits on the sidewalks, but pro-Clinton people could stand outside the hotel, and I made a big deal out of it. Now the Freepers, of course, all support this because Bush does it. When Hillary gets in, they won't like it, but it'll be too late. Actually, she's pro-war. They actually support her most of the time now. So it's pretty sick to see the Republic dying this way. But there's a few photos, a little bit of video of a couple of them being shot, and the troops just walk up and just shoot them. And I've actually heard neocons on air kind of defending it. So this is the new idea that, hey, let's go ahead and just kill people. Coming up at the start of the next hour, after we take some calls, we have a mother coming on the show, and out in Southern California, her teenage daughter in high school, 16 years old, and she doesn't have a record. She's a good girl at the school. There was a birthday party and some cake dropped, and the security guard looks like a giant thug. You can go look at video of him on prisonplanet.com right now. He walks over and says, pick it up. She does. She scrubs it up. He says, pick it up more. She picks it up. She walks away, and he tackles her. And this is even what the school's now saying. And takes her over and then breaks her arm. I mean, you could see it. He pushed her arm all the way back to her head. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't rip her arm completely out of the socket, but it just broke her wrist and sprained her shoulder. But he broke her bone, and the hand's all completely, and he's got a look of extreme pleasure on his face while he's doing it. And but the story is that then another student, young man, child, depending on how you look at it, was videotaping it with his camera phone, which they're allowed to have phones at that school. I looked at their policies on their website. And they admit that they then tackled him and they slammed his head in the ground, twisted his arm behind his back. Three of them are on him, screaming at him, video, looks of hatred on their faces. And then he gave the video to lawyers, and then they went ahead 2 days later and charged him with assaulting them. Now, see, that's a big crime. Cops call it liifying. Or test a lion. And the general public used to think that cops always told the truth on the stand, but you actually talk to cops and they'll tell you, oh, no, we lie all the time. We're told to lie. And we call it test a lying. And I literally today just Googled police perjury and found 5 stories just today on it. And there's hundreds every month. This is where they get caught doing it and framing people. I mean, remember the Houston Crime Lab? I'm just giving you some background. These are facts here. When the police chief had to step down 2 years ago, that they had framed more than 4,000 people. Just if you were charged, they framed you. They didn't do testing. They just said, whatever, okay, you're guilty. Yeah, we found your hair at the scene. That's why more than a third of those on death row on average in the U.S., it's even worse in Texas, are not guilty. And the founding fathers said best that 10 guilty men go free, that one innocent man be locked up or be executed. But I actually hear neocons on talk radio, the literal progeny of Trotskyites, saying, no, this is good. Kill innocent people. Kill them. It's better that innocent die than bad people go free. So, again, everything America used to be, it's the opposite. Then the mother went down, and she's coming on, yelled and Adam, and they report that she didn't touch him. And they said, listen, if you try to press charges on the security guards, we're going to arrest you for assault. And they said, get up against the wall or put you in cuffs. Now, just in the last 2 weeks, a bunch of videos have come out of cops, and we could play them. I played them Thursday and Friday on my weekday show. I don't have time today. But they're up on PrisonPlanet.com in these stories if you want to go. It's all right there. It's in the story about the girl getting her arm broke and people being arrested who saw it. We've got, you know, that video. We have these other videos posted. And the cop pulls the guy over and he says, what are you doing? You know, where are you going? He goes, I don't have to answer your questions, officer. You know, Fifth Amendment. And he goes, all right, get out. I'm going to go ahead and frame you for assaulting me. I'm going to go ahead and frame you now. You're going to go into prison for many years. I'm going to frame you now. He says, I'm going to frame you now. And he goes ahead and does the whole deal and frames him, but didn't know there was a hidden camera in the car. And then that cop got fired, and so now the cops go on the city website message board and say, we're going to kill this 19-year-old, and then they get in trouble. Now the guy walks out, and there's cops in front of his house staring at him. It's mental illness. See, here's a power corrupts absolute power, corrupts absolutely, like the Rangoon/Burmese army, you know, just machine gunning everybody. See, this is Daily Southtown. It's also in the AP. Chicago cop ordered hit on fellow officer. The Chicago Police Department was rocked by a fresh scandal today as it emerged that a disgraced former Special Operations Section officer, see, it's not the beat cops, folks, it's the higher-ups, Jerome Finnegan, again, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolute. The higher you go, the more corruption. That's just history. And they used to teach that in criminology. They don't now, just like they don't publish the numbers of people killed by cops each year now. They keep all those numbers. Or the number of kids killed by vaccines, they keep that secret. Jerome Finnegan faces federal charges for allegedly ordering a hit on a former officer. He went and hired a hitman. The hitman got scared, basically, and went and got the FBI. He didn't want to kill a cop. And went and recorded him saying, here's the money to kill him, and here's his picture, and I want you to kill this other cop, too. I mean, this is wild. But it says he's only facing 10 years in jail and $250,000 fine. Folks, you scratch your nose in front of a cop, you get 10 years now. So I want to finish walking through this and play this clip out of Quebec. Well, it's out of Montebello right there on the border. Let me get back. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is a syndicated transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Your calls, a ton of news straight ahead as we chart the criminal activities of the New World Order.
Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
I love fighting tyranny. And if you don't think warrantless wiretaps and police wearing black ski masks and armored vehicles with hover drones flying over our cities isn't police state, if you don't think free speech zones isn't police state, if you don't think barbed wire fences around schools isn't police state, then you don't know what a police state is. They're trying to bring one in. They're not going to be successful. And they incrementally condition us and brainwash us for the reasons this is happening. The average cop that's part of this, the average security guard, thinks it's okay and doesn't see how they've been incrementally twisted and brought over to the dark side. I remember being at events here in Austin when the APD, Austin Police Department, I have video of this, had Austin cops, giant guys, like 6'5", 6'4", huge arms, dressed up like anarchists, shoving people, starting fights. This is when the Fortune 500 came here in the late 90s. And I said, come on, cops, stop it. And they ran across the street, and like 50 cops ran across, said, back off, Jones. They inserted two more big cops dressed up like anarchists starting fights. So you're going to hear this little newscast. I wanted to analyze this for the propaganda that's in it. Quebec police admit going undercover at Montebello protest. Now, you'd think, and this is during the North American Union meeting, and they said no demonstrations allowed. That was in the news. Again, just like it's Burma, just like this is not freedom in Canada or here. Even though federal courts then tried to block the state and federal police from saying there was a ban. Okay, so the court said they could, because this is the right of any freeman, free person, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215. And that's what Canada's under, the same thing that our Bill of Rights and Constitution grew out of. But you'd think this is a positive piece, but it's really not. I mean, the full videos on YouTube, that's what they're showing. There's multiple angles. I've interviewed the people that were there. The cops were hitting people, pushing people, starting fights. And all of a sudden, the union heads run over, and a medical doctor runs over. You know, these are full-grown adults in suits. And they go, hey, you're cops, man. Look at you. Stop provocateuring. That's when the media cuts in. And everybody noticed they had the same boots as the cops. Then they were hitting cops with giant rocks. But they would come up and do a hand signal, and then the cop would bend his head down, and then they would hit him on the head with a rock, and then the cops would then open fire with rubber bullets on peaceful people. You see, they got to stage it. The cop comes up, kneels down. Another cop hits him on the head with a rock to then viciously assault the peaceful people. And they did that in Seattle. They hired 50 thugs led by Delta Force. That later came out in the Seattle papers. The Delta Force leading these people. I mean, that's in the U.S. They use special op troops to lead these people. Then they showed cops all over the country. Look, the rioters. See, you've got to get the federal black stormtrooper outfits and the riot gear and learn how to take people to buses and overflow centers like the old airport in Austin or Pier 57 in New York. Let's go ahead and play part of this clip. Here it is.
Stunning video posted on the internet for all to see, and it came with a charge that police masqueraded as protesters at this week's Montebello summit to incite violence. Tonight, an equally stunning admission from Quebec's provincial police. Susan Bonner reports.
Busted. Three Quebec provincial police officers, identities masked, one carrying a huge rock. Nabbed for infiltrating a peaceful protest at Montebello. The tip-off came from a union leader who noticed riot police standing by despite the obvious weapon. He accused the men of being undercover.
Now, right there. No, they were hitting people. They were punching other protesters in the back, shoving and cussing and yelling. Now, I saw Austin cops do it, and I got video of it. Now, that is an incredible crime. You've got thousands of people. There was about 500 here in Austin, but thousands there. They just want to say no to the New World Order. They just want their freedom. That most of them were about 50 years of age in suits. People out there with children. And I've seen it from there. I've seen it in Oregon. I've seen it all over. At least in Austin, they didn't go that far because we caught them. And I have seen them walk right up to a baby in a carriage and spray it. This is on the web. Just type police pepper spray baby. And there's a couple instances, but the one that you'll there's one in Genoa, but another in Oregon. And they walk right over to the baby in the crib and spray it and laugh. The mother cries. The baby's about to die. You know, it's like a six-month-old baby. All this snot's coming out of her. And the cop just screams, "You shouldn't bring a baby." And they just, it's just demon evil, folks. Demon evil. So at the point you just heard that cut, they're shoving people, they're hitting people, they're staging hitting cops with rocks for the media. See, they're going boom, boom, so they can show that later. And they did later attack people, by the way. This is how, and of course, they don't add that in the newscast. I mean, let me tell you something. That's like Burma, but they're slicker here. In Burma, they just walk up and shoot the monks. Not here in America or Canada or Genoa or Germany. Not in Italy or Germany or here. It's the same stuff. You see it everywhere. And I frankly have had enough of it. You're committing serious crimes. Oh, by the way, they called us conspiracy theorists for 2 weeks when this first broke. And then later, because people down the street tracked the cops when they staged their arrest and documented their little faces, it came out they were identified as police. And then you had to admit it. You see, you don't like our cameras, do you? You can't do your dirty terrorism anymore. We're going to expose all of it. You're not going to kill us and blow up our buildings anymore either. Now play the rest of it.
The tip-off came from a union leader who noticed riot police standing by despite the obvious weapon. He accused the men of being undercover cops trying to provoke a riot and end the protest. The men were removed but never charged. After 2 days of questions, the Sûreté du Québec issued a news release late today confirming, yes, the men are police officers, but denying they were agents provocateurs, claiming they were sent in to identify and stop trouble. They say the police refused to throw stones, committed no crime, and were there to maintain order and security.
There's a serious issue about proper police conduct here.
Criminal lawyer Lawrence Greenspan has defended protesters for decades. He says it's time for politicians to act.
I think the people that represent us in the legislature should be looking at some form of legislation that says, wait a second, this is not a proper use of police resources, and we should be setting guidelines.
Activists have argued for years that police try to thwart their legal right to protest.
By trying to incite... You can watch the rest of it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The point here is, I mean, look, 99% of cops are not involved in this. I want to make that clear. They're out changing tires and going to families beating each other and drunk drivers, and it's a tough job, okay? But when you get up into to detectives and intelligence units and all of this, that's all they are. I mean, I've seen it all over the country. I've been in Canada. I've experienced it. I'm so sick of cops walking up to me when I'm in Canada or England covering some elite meeting, and they go, let's start killing people. And I go, oh. And then I go, and then 10 minutes later, I see them get back in their car, and it's an unmarked cop car. And I'm going, oh, you think we're so dumb you pull up with cop plates? We're not the ones that want to kill people. We're not the ones blowing up buildings. We're not the ones provocateuring. Let me tell you something. In some cases, it's so sophisticated that big foundations fund jets landing with hundreds of trained anarchists, and they're trained literally at military training camps. I even have newscasts of this out of Washington State. And the cops command them with sometimes Army Special Forces detail, if any type of president or vice president's involved at an event. And that's a military mindset. Well, the protest could get out of hand, so we'll go ahead and start an incident and burn some trash cans and knock out windows. So the media can tape that, then we'll fall back and stay in this government building. We even know what building they stayed in Seattle. And then we can attack all the peaceful people. It's just a military operation. We cannot have security with protesters. Therefore, we'll set them up. That is the opposite of America. That is the opposite of our republic. That is the opposite of what all this country is about. And I am getting sick and tired of getting these videos that pop out every day of police pulling people over. Because, you know, now most people carry cameras. They just turn the camera on, lay it in the seat, and the cop says, listen, I think I'm going to go ahead and frame you. And we see these videos all the time. And see, it's psychopathic. It's sociopathic. You don't care if you're about to ruin somebody's life. You don't care if you're going to put a false charge on them. It's like we're not human. Like ruining our lives, losing our jobs, going to jail for no reason. It's no big deal to you. You cannot believe the testimony of police anymore unless they have video. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, here I come now, baby. Yeah! All right! Yeah! Fighting the tyranny. 110%. Defending the republic from Hillary Clinton and all her neocon backers. All right, your calls are coming up right now. I'm going to you right now. We got a guest coming up who, her dad or daughter's arm broken, and they admit it. And then when they complain, they say, we'll just charge her with assault, even though the whole thing's on video and the school admits. But she didn't do anything. They just, you see, they break your arm and then falsely charge you when it's a security guard. And then they tackle the guy who's videotaping it and charge him. See, it's this, that is a super form of tyranny. That is just, and it's happening everywhere, false charges. Just like the death penalty is about to be thrown out because right around a third, was a little over 30%, right under a third have been found completely not guilty from DNA. Of course, a lot of them had executed that were not guilty too. And that's because of corruption. I am for the death penalty at a primitive level. But just as Ron Paul is now, after 30 years of being for it, he says, man, it's so corrupt, you can't do it. We're killing 30% of people that are innocent. The government's too corrupt to administer it. And if we've got police who've been trained to lie about people, winning is everything, oh, I'll just ruin your life because you didn't lick my boots properly, then people need to start becoming aware of that. I mean, believe me, it was hard for me to believe years ago when I learned that police are taught to lie on the stand, but that is basically an unwritten policy. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the calls. I got to move quick, everybody, because I want to get to a lot of you. And let's talk to Chad in New Jersey. You're on the air. Chad, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about the North American Union. I saw an article recently in the L.A. Times. Well, I have a question after this, too. But the question in the L.A. Times basically mentioned, you know, basically said we're all conspiracy theorists and all this stuff. And it mentioned Jerome Corsi. You know, I was wondering if I can just read this paragraph to you.
Go ahead.
Okay. It says, this is all too sinister for Jerome Corsi, the Vietnam War veteran who helped lead the swift boat charge against John Kerry. Corsi has needed desperate strands of each of these separate road projects to help convince fellow xenophobes such as Pat Buchanan, Phyllis Schlafly, Lou Dobbs, and the John Birch Society that the corridor is the first leg of a secret federal project called the NAFTA Superhighway, a four football field wide monstrosity that would run from Mexico's Yucatan to Canada.
Well, look. The fact that we have to have debates about whether or not this exists. Yes. Well, I mean, go ahead and ask any question you got. I'm going to let you go because your phone's got feedback.
Oh, sorry. My last question was about Rick Perry. I heard something about, like, he was gay or something. I don't know if that was a lie or...
I'm not going to get into that. I have no idea about that, okay? So I really can't say anything. All right, folks. Let me just try to answer your question, sir. Let me try to answer it as best I can. I think that's probably what... And then I've got to move on here. And this is what's frustrating. It's frustrating to me to have thousands of pages of documents, I mean thousands, and to have actually read thousands of pages of documents. I mean, I would scan through 5-6 pages that were full of baloney, and then you get to one page that had some important stuff on it. But I've read the minutes of the first meeting, the minutes of the second meeting. They released it a month and a half ago up in Montebello where they staged the provocateur police. And they are setting up the North American Union. David Rockefeller, who financed the creation of all these different organizations, openly wrote in his memoir 3 years ago, it was a bestseller, that he wants to end the United States. But they told the European Union didn't exist for 40 years until 2000, and then they launched it. And they weren't allowed to have a vote on it. The people weren't. Here, it's all, everything's telescoped now. What used to happen in 40 years happens in 5, 10 years now. And saying the North American Union isn't being created, isn't being integrated, isn't being merged right now on a fast track, that's their words, by the way, not mine, is like saying the Dallas Cowboys don't exist. It's like saying the sun didn't come up. It's like saying George Bush isn't a white guy from Kennebunkport, Maine. It's like saying I'm not talking on a microphone right now. I mean, but that's how dumb they think you are. I mean, they call Shiites, Sunnis on the news and say Iran is backing al-Qaeda when the White House publicly is running Wahhabi al-Qaeda forces against the Iranians and publicly announcing it at the same time. The North American Union is here. Look, I said I get to all your calls, and this is the catch-22 because I can't then properly answer this question. But we will get to everybody who's on hold by the end of the show. Just bear with me. It's so frustrating that people won't read, they won't investigate, they won't research, and so everything's almost like a popularity contest. It's like what the talk show host says, and then what you think sounds best for your future, you decide that's reality. What I think off of what would be nice isn't reality, or what you think. Well, I think politics is like this, and then you just give an opinion off of what you wish it was. I'm sorry. It has to be off what the actual data and what history and what the documents show. And what they show is something so horrible, I can't even articulate it properly. People accuse me of exaggerating. No. It's far worse, boys and girls. There's huge eugenics operations being carried out against all of us in the water, the food, the vaccines, the medicines. Again, the average doctor isn't involved, like the average cop isn't involved. They just are compartmentalized and carry out the operation. Go to judicialwatch.org. And that's just some of the documents they sued to get through FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act. And you can go read all of it for yourself. It says merging our military, merging our police. It says merging our regulations, merging our GPS, merging our taxation, having a continent-wide tax on energy. And you notice I've been saying this for years, and now they're announcing it on the news. But, of course, for budget shortfalls, and they always artificially bankrupt states on their budget so then people accept more taxes when the budget's not even what the real set of books are. The real set of books for every of the 50-something thousand governments we have in the U.S., county, water districts, cities, everything, states, federal agencies. It doesn't even matter, folks. It's just enjoy slavery. I really can just say that to you because I know this isn't what you want to hear. You want to hear George Bush good, Hillary bad. You don't want to hear George Bush behind Hillary and then all the evidence for it. You don't want to win. You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to actually be a free person. You don't want to actually know what's happening in the world from someone who constantly studies it. You just want to love your government. So go ahead and love them all the way down to the bottom of the sea. All right, I'm getting a little bit cynical here. It's just to know that continuity of government was taken away from the Congress in May 9th of 2007, and then in late August, an agreement was signed to have the United Nations control continuity of government of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, and to have that completely released. Bush just had it released. You can go read it right now. And to sit there and spend hours reading it, we can't win because the public will not read it. They will just choose to say it isn't true. And until you start checking into this and finding out what it means to have the UN over continuity of government, not Congress, not the president, it's simple. You have, of the Fortune 100, 46 of those are in the top 100 biggest economies. 46 of the 100 biggest economies in the world are not countries. They are corporations. They have their own mercenaries. They have their own intelligence bureaus. They spend large parts of their budgets owning county, city, state, federal, international politicians. They groom politicians from college age to run them through this entire system. They openly brag about this and laugh at all of us. They want to destroy U.S. sovereignty because of the checks and balances. They want a big government to extract the people's wealth and transfer it to them. It's economic war. It's not free market. We don't have a trade deficit with China. We don't have factories. The American companies have moved there. Dick Cheney and Halliburton, Cheney has bought a house in Dubai. Halliburton has moved there. They're building a $3 billion movie studio in Dubai. Hollywood is moving there. They built a $5 million one in Austin, to give you an idea. I mean, it's the very infrastructure. It's about control. The country is being completely destroyed. And they hand you little plastic American flags made by slaves that are desecrated. You wave them and they say, you're a patriot. Now get a short haircut, drink lots of beer, and walk around sticking your chest out saying, I'm tough. While the NRA supports the new gun control bill that will ban many veterans and police from owning guns. Don't believe me, just wait until it happens. You'll call squealing after they pass it, and you're a copper in the military, and you had post-traumatic stress or ADHD when you were a kid or whatever, and you can't own guns anymore. The NRA was founded for gun control. They lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act. They lobbied for the Brady Bill, and they're pushing this one. But you can't believe it. You can't believe Hillary's CIA on the bankroll. You can't find out it's mainstream news that Fox News is bankrolling her. You won't find that out because you want to believe a lie. You want to believe the fake liberals and the fake conservatives. All right, we got a guest coming up in 15 minutes. I'm going to get to Josh, Mario, Dean, Jeremy, Tom, Danny, Shelton. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue?